B99.3, the 80s Hit Music Channel. Good day. I'm Vinny. We are asking the pros. The pro today, my good friend and yours, Joel Howie, of course, from Canton Apples. Joel, first of all, I want to thank you for joining us today. I know things are going a little bit fast and furious for you. You're gearing up for a big weekend this weekend for Canton Apples and actually for the businesses that work in conjunction with you. You have a first annual press fest, which is planned. Tell us a little bit about this. I'm anxious and looking forward to this. Tell us about it.
We're going to have a day full of events, including beverages, including our own handcrafted ciders, some beer from local breweries, non-alcoholic options like fresh pressed cider, coffee from St. Lawrence Roasters in the Harvest House will also be there with some juice. We're going to have some food trucks, including Katie's Kitchen, Big Spoon Kitchen, Blue Line Concessions. We'll have wagon rides throughout the day for people to hop on the wagon to check out our chicken flock, see the pastured pigs out in the woods. And we're also going to bring some sheep over from one of my partnering farmers, and we'll have a flock set up there and just to check out the orchards, woods, and meadows. We're going to also do some apple pressing demonstrations starting at 11:30 inside of the cider house. That should go for about 2 hours. And then we have crafters scheduled to set up on the property from 10 to 4. That includes quilters, baked good producers, honey, maple producers, house plants, flowers, and a few nonprofits will be setting up their tents.
So I'm wondering, you know, we talk about the big event coming up on Saturday, a lot of events within that. But if people want to plan to head out, like, what is the time frame that people can make plans to attend?
The entire event will go from 10 a.m. until 8. So the vendors, the crafters start at 10 o'clock in the morning and they go till 4. Food trucks and beverages will be available all day long, all the way to the end. The live music starts at 11 o'clock and will include some local single person singers. And we will end the evening with the Boydenbrook Band, which is a fairly well-known band in the area. And they will be closing out the night for us starting at 6 o'clock, and they will go through until about 8 or 8:30.
Now, I will say, this event, of course, this has, dare I say, this has taken months of planning in a good way. Of course, you've been working in conjunction with a lot of different, you've got a lot of different plates spinning for this event. There is literally something for everyone. There's something for the young and the young at heart. This is kind of a really full family event. And with that being said, you guys have plenty of parking for that day. How is it going to work? Is there a charge for admission? How is that going to work for families that come out?
Parking will be handled by a group of young men who have worked for me over the years, and we will be charging $10 per car to park, and that doesn't no matter of how many people are in the car. And we chose to do it that way because we won't be charging admission to gain access to the event. So parking will be $10 per car, and that will help cover event costs such as paying the musicians and port-a-johns and insurance and all that good stuff that goes along with hosting an event like this. If you arrive in the morning for the craft show, we will give you a parking ticket, and then you guys, if you need to go home for whatever reason, you can get back in. You don't have to pay twice.
Very nice. Now, Joel, of course, we should mention that this is a first event, the Press Fest. It's the first new event for Canton Apples this year. But for those people that have become accustomed to visiting the farm stand, you'll have your regular hours for that as well, on top of everything else for this Saturday.
Right. The farm stand will stay open for any regular customers looking to buy, you know, all of the good stuff we have there. But we'll also be manning the farm stand during the event so that if someone wants to buy any of our bottled ciders, we'll be available there also. And we'll just keep the space open in front of the farm stand for those customers who just want to swing in and pick up their vegetables and take off.
Very nice. Now, Joel, for people who want to learn more, I know that time is kind of ticking down again. We're talking about an event that is just 2 days away this coming Saturday. But for people who want to learn more, there's tons of information that can be found online. You guys have a Facebook page set up, an event page, as a matter of fact. Plus, they can also call or even text you at Canton Apples. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our phone number where you can call or text, and we will do the best we can to get back to you, is the number is 315-212-0950. And yes, we do have a pretty robust Facebook page or Facebook event where you can get all sorts of information if you scroll through and look at it. Recent posts, and we also have an Instagram account under Canton Apples.
Very good. Well, once again, Joel, we appreciated Canton Apples having their very first Press Fest. That's right, taking place this coming Saturday, and fun for the entire family. Joel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Vinny.